are such an asshole.
Well, back from Labor Day weekend, and here over at Asshole Consulting, the work just piles up. But it's September, and we're back to normal. We'll be doing regular podcasts, regular Asshole Consulting, and regular writing even. Because the house is kind of its own. Everything's good. Got a good question here. I like good questions. Do I major in mechanical engineering or civil engineering? Did you research either? No, decide for me, Obi-Wan Cappy. You're my only hope. Sound like, who's the kid, the comedian kid in the wheelchair with South Park? Cappity Cap Cap. About this time last year, one of my friends put me onto your YouTube channel, and after watching on and off, I decided you were worth my money. You do good work, and I hope you prosper indefinitely. So do I. So do I. It's called the truth, and zero fucks to give, and fuck your feelings, and fuck you, and fuck you, and everybody fuck you. Anyway, the past 3 or 4 years, I have heard the word simp being used incessantly, and in wide ranges. On one hand, I have heard the term used for guys who empty their bank accounts and souls just so a woman would look their way. On the other hand, I hear about guys being called simps for doing stuff like giving a compliment without expecting anything in return. I definitely want to see men have their dignity, but I would hate for society to get to a place where men are dissing women just because, or vice versa. Then everybody will be miserable. Well, we're already there. We're already there. And yes, women can offer the olive branch. You started it. You could begin the healing process there. That's all we're going to talk about there. Don't hold your breath, boys. In your opinion, where do you draw the line between being a simp and a good guy, and how should men apply it in their own lives? I know where I stand on the matter, but I'm asking for the sake of your 25 and under listeners. I am 31. Also sending this just so I could say, Aaron Cleary, read my letter. Appreciate your time, a Negro that likes your content. Well, thank you, brother. P.S. If you can make 6 figures doing middle-aged man porn, what do you think your porn star name would be? Well, my pimp name is Big Daddy C. Porn star. Well, you need a regular. You need a stage name. You know, Sterling Cooper is not Sterling Cooper. I don't know Sterling Cooper's real. I don't know. Lance. That's a porn name. That's a good first step. Lance. Need a powerful ending name. Lance. McThrody. Lance McThrody. Yeah. I thought that until something better. Lance McThrody. There we go. Plenty of sexual innuendo. Good, powerful first name. And all the people I knew when I was younger, Lance's, all the Lances are kind of pricks. Them and Keith's. Keith and Lance. Ironically, both names from Voltron. For those of you who remember your 80s lore. All right. It's a pretty clear line, but everyone's told it. A good guy does it because it's the thing to do and he wants to do it. There's no ulterior motive. Like if you're going to have, you know, helping an old lady across the street, you're not simping. You're just helping the old lady across the street. You see a girl, like, let's say you have no sexual interest in her, no romantic and no ulterior motive or interest. She just has a nice dress and you feel compelled. Well, that's a nice dress. That is just being a good guy. You know, having basic ethics and principles, every great once in a while, somebody does need your help and are deserving of it. Which is rare because I'm a misanthrope and most people deserve what they get. But you know, old timer on the road, he's stranded, his car breaks down. Pull over and help out the old timer on the road or the old lady. Gal who forgot to change oil, and I'm cute, and daddy bought me a brand new convertible cabriolet. That's an old thing, almost as old as Voltron. No, I drive, left this bumper sticker. Nope. Mm-mm. I keep on driving. Some old timer in a Plymouth. Yeah, we better help out Herbert. All right. Which has nothing to do with women. It's just, and here's the ultimate thing. You do it because you want to, because of whatever internal code of ethics, morality, principles, and honor you have. Like, you would do it anyway, and you're just doing it. Well, this is what I think is the right thing to do. Something, for example, like giving money. I'll give you a perfect example where it's not sipping, but some people might see it sipping. Let's say you're a leftist, all right, and a legitimate one. You think you those who are more fortunate, or I am what I like to call harder working, have some kind of societal obligation to help those less fortunate. So you see a single mom and grapes of wrath on the side with a kid panhandling. You make, I really want to help out that lady and the kid. All right. I'd be like, dude, how much government money did you squander that you're panhandling now? Like, you must be really stupid. And all I'm going to do is enable a drug habit and make that kid's life worse. But let's say you believed you're helping this person. That is not simping, even though it's the much hated and much vilified single mother with crotch fruit that isn't yours. You're doing it because of a principle and an ethic. That is the good guy. You're just doing it. The simp does it for ulterior motives, right? Usually sex. Usually out of laziness because they don't want to work hard to actually win the affections of women. And they figure that being overly nice, being a kiss ass is really what it is. Being, you know, oh, I'm an ally or a colleague or whatever they call it. Yeah, I'm a male feminist. I mean, what? Go look up Emma Sulkowitz. This is Mattress Girl. All right. And there's a picture of like this guy, you know, talk about the fox in the hen house. Like he's just helping her carry the mattress. He's like, I'm going to get myself some hairy poontang today. Yay, baby. That's simping. And I would also claim there's a physical aspect or angle or bit of genetic material to being a simp. And that is, you're not willing to put in the work. You don't want to do the work. You don't want to be Rich Cooper. You just want, is there an easy way? And it's easier to agree and, oh, you're so beautiful. I mean, oh my God. Oh my God. And it could be a micro simping, you know, microaggressions. We have micro simping. Micro sipping is where, like, you give them a like when some girl, I'm feeling so ugly today. Oh, the heart, love. Oh, no, you're so beautiful. Micro simping. You don't have to necessarily blow $2,000 for some gal to do something on the internet. There's that. And I would also provide a delineation between, like, say, guys who are like, dude, I ain't got time. Here's the money for not super fans. Seeking arrangement. Like having a mistress or, you know, something on the side. That's a financial transaction. It is the emotional, like, oh, she'll go out with, oh, like, I'll finally win her over by not hitting the gym, by not working on myself, by tossing her some money. And now I got a relationship. Now she, oh, she actually contacted me. And you're deluded into thinking that, you know, this girl is good. And you know what? And a little bit of forgiveness. I'll even provide a little bit of forgiveness for younger guys under 25. Especially under 25, you were told to be nice. And it's ethical and moral on the face of it and in theory and sometimes in practice. Yes, you would like to be nice. I don't know any guy, myself included, that really likes being the asshole. I don't like telling my girlfriend, knock that shit off and don't ask such a stupid question like that again. But you have to. You know, it's... you would like to be nice, and you should. I mean, that you don't want to be evil. You don't want to be mean for mean's sake. As you get older, that changes. Not you don't be mean for mean's sake. You realize there has to be a stick. It can't always be the carrot. But the slippery slope that being nice, which you want to be, you would like, oh, I'd be nice to her. She'd be nice to me. No, nice is the market is flooded with nice. Women would rather have a guy like spit on their feet or spit at their feet, I guess is more common than like be nice because it's rarer. You have to take the absolute value of the rarity, scarcity of that. but the slippery slope of nice is that it excuses you from becoming an accomplished man to win over the affections of women. Because like, well, all I have to do is be nice. And that's where me, I'll fully admit it. And oh, easily, I think over the generations, easily over 100 million men American men, and maybe 150 have to go back. Three generations of men like, oh, I just got to be myself and be nice. Well, that sure is easy. Well, I was worried I'd have to like hit the gym and get in fights and do hard stuff and make a lot of money. And I just got to be nice. And that right there is, you know, you want to be nice. It's like, unless you're mentally ill, that's your standard operating program that you're given. I'd even say with genetic, like, I don't want to be mean. I don't want to treat girls like crap. I'd rather be nice. That's your default. Like, well, it makes more sense to us, ethical and moral. But then it's kid just, well, all I have to do is be nice. I don't have to do anything else. And then when you're like, oh, I also have to like, okay, I have to be an asshole now to check her shit tests. She's testing me. Now I gotta put her down. Not like a dog. You gotta pass the shit test by taking it down. And now you gotta be a jerk. And now you even gotta get a little bit angry. Oh, I know there's some stoics who could just pass through the shit test so calmly and relaxing, like you pet them on. I get pissed. I mean, just because it's so disrespectful, but I know it's nature. I fail most shit tests. I go into rage. But you know, and that's not being nice. That's like, fuck. It's like, do what I fucking said or get the fuck out of here. And that's how Cappy answers this shit. Goes right to nuclear option. Don't do that again or sweat a fucking cry. Or as I've done a couple times before, I got to go to the bathroom, get up, and go to the, I pay, this is my meal, here's my money, she's got the rest, and then leave. Somehow diplomacy intact, and kind of a measured response is not in my inventory of weapons. But that's what a simp would then be nice, and all I have to do is be nice, because and instead of delivering what girls want, which is strength, resilience, masculinity, accomplishment and achievement as well. And so, and that's it. So they're dishonest. Simps are dishonest. They're kind of like, well, I'll pay her and she likes it. No, that's delusional. I'll be really nice. No, that's just you. Oh, wait, women want this. I'm not going to do that. But my single mother said to be nice and always agree with girls and to be an ally and a feminist, and that will get my peen touched. No. The good guy don't even think about his peen being touched or whatever economic, social. You walk the old lady across the street because she's an old lady and could use the help, and you don't want her getting hit by a truck. You help out Herbert, who's stranded on the side of the road, jack up his car so that he doesn't, you know, throw out his back, and now he's in a wheelchair. You know, the kid is like, for example, this little girl. Oh, good Lord. This is scary. Walked right across a big road. Wasn't a highway, big road right off the interstate. And I'm looking, I'm like, where the hell is mom? Single mom, of course. And I pulled the truck over, and thankfully other people saw her too. And it guy in rusty old, middle-aged guy in rusty old truck pulls up to little 3-year-old, maybe 2.5-year-old girl. I'm like, this is, yeah, she's going to naturally be, you know, but thankfully a lady pulled up, and I'm like, okay, she'll respond better to the woman. But that's what you do. Not because, oh, well, maybe she's got a hot single mom where I'll be written up in the paper. Like, I don't want the little toddler getting killed or worse, kidnapped. Ooh. And it's very few people that you'd be a good guy to. Innocent children, that's one. Truly disadvantaged, disabled, elderly types, that mentally impaired, you know, like someone who's mentally retarded. You know, Tina, who has a case of the bipolar disorders. No. Amy, who forgot to change her sorority Sue, who forgot to change her oil because daddy just, nothing, he's still good. No. Yeah, you don't have all those people. So, all right, there we go. All right. Super chats. Do we have any? Got a couple here. All right. This today's super chats go to a plastic storage bin. If you're wondering what Cappy's buying for the house, I'm buying a large plastic storage bin to put the fold-out chairs. because sometimes even like I got a really good tree. If you ever drive across the plain states, you'll notice like farms are usually tucked away behind a row or a couple rows of trees. They put trees there as a windbreak. And I don't have, I'm kind of nestled within a forest. I am in a forest and I normally don't get a lot of wind, but there's been times where there's been enough wind and it knocks over my deck chairs. And so I'm getting a big plastic bin, where my fold up chairs can go. And that's where today's super chats will go. Robert Flores, 10 bucks caps. A few days ago, I ranted against Walmart and Microsoft in a very neo-socialist mode. Interesting. My mind was not my own. My ex-girlfriend was in town. She has the ability to torque my mind all the better now. You can rant against Walmart and Microsoft. It was a neo-socialist mode. Well, what's wrong with it? I mean, if the criticism is sincere, it you don't have to paint it with politics. There's plenty to criticize Microsoft and Walmart about. Don't let your ex-girlfriend. Why is your ex-girlfriend living in your head rent-free like that? All better now. Screw her. Or not screw her, because she's your ex. Somebody else is screwing her. Matter of fact, several people. Alex Bogey, $5. Met plenty of Gen Z simps who tend to virtue signal. Yeah, they're virtue signaling. Thank you, Alex. That's another perfect example of simping, which, again, has nothing to do with women or the sexes. I'm going to virtue say, show how wonderful and caring I am about fill-in leftist socialist approved cause. Minority women, children, poor. But you ain't going to do nothing about it. And you're not doing it to actually help out the poor. You're doing it for your own self-aggrandizement. You're doing it because you ain't got no religion, and this is your new religion. You're the Pharisees singing their own praises in the temple. If you remember that from Bible study or Sunday school. tend to virtue signal, handing the manosphere because of what their sister read about it. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have white knights. That's another example. I mean, I know it's genetically programmed, but white knighting is simping. It's like, hey, did you see the crime committed? No. How do you know the guy's the bad guy? She's screaming at the top of her lungs. How do you know she didn't take her meds? Which is increasingly the case nowadays. Like, you see two people, male, female, you see two people going at it. You don't, no. You don't, even if it's three against one, you're like, well, that's unfair. What if that guy, like, did something untowards to that guy's sister? And by untowards, I don't mean call her a name. I'm out of it. Adriano Ramos, a Mauritian Australian agent in the field. Hey, Adriano, are you in Prison Planet? Are you down in Australia right now, or did you make it to Mauritius? Where's your fancy pants Mexican shirts? It's upstairs. I'm working today. I had to throw out a bunch of garbage. I had to throw away a big broken pane of glass. Cut myself a little bit accidentally. See the wound? Look at that wound. Go to my GoFundMe account and get my medical attention. See, I don't know if I'm going to survive. so yeah, I've been in my workout gear. This is just a break for me, so I don't have to like drive and run errands anymore. Joe Jones, $2, big throwy. What kind of porn are you trying to do? Throw porn. Here you go, throw porn. Come on, that's a great porn name. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. Today's video, what was it sponsored by? I gotta move all my crap over here. Sponsored by Worthless, the Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing the Right Major, and what is that? Poor Richard's Retirement, How Not to Be a Boomer and Die and Retire Poor. See you guys later. Toodle.